Colour Sergeant O'Cragg marched up and came smartly to attention.
My dear Frank, compliments, miss. Will you be dining with the patrol?
Savoury odours drifting from cauldrons over the cooking fire reminded Tyria that she was hungry.
Oh, yes, please, Sergeant. That would be nice.
The burly hare saluted.
Right you are, miss. But the Major says you don't get her bite till you dress proper-like in your regalia.
The otter maid looked indignantly at the tunic and kilt she had worn for the voyage.
Why? What's wrong with the way I'm dressed?
A smile creased the sergeant's rough-hewn face.
Major Frank says you look like her hedgehog what's been dragged back and through her bush. Begging your pardon, miss. According to him, you've got to be attired as befits her future queen. Either that or you starve. Those are his words, not mine, miss.
Fuming with the injustice of it all, Tyria was forced to go back aboard the ship and change into her regalia. She marched stiffly into camp, where she sat stone-faced amid the garrulous hare crew. Corporal Drubblewick served her with a bowl of mushroom and barley soup, some freshly baked griddle scones, and a beaker of raspberry cordial. The fat hare wiggled his ears at her.
I say, m'lady, jolly spiffy eyed face, what?
Cuthbert strolled over, nodding his approval.
Top marks, a very smart turnout indeed. You really look the part now, m'lady. Well done.
Tyria treated him to a withering stare.
I'm so pleased you think so, Major.
He indicated the other hares with his swagger stick.
Oh, it is not just me. It's the rest of the patrol, don't you see? They'll be going into battle to regain this isle for you. That being the case, some of these buckos may be slain defending your title, miss. War's war, you know. And they'd feel much better knowing they're risking life and limb for a queen who looks like a queen, and not some raggedy otter girl, eh, what?
Tyria, completely humbled by this statement, put aside her food.
Please accept my apologies, Major Frank. I never thought of it that way. From now on, I'll do my best to look and act like a queen. Forgive my foolishness.
Cuthbert tapped her paw with his swagger stick, answering kindly.
Come on now, don't get so jolly well upset. Eat up your victuals, Majesty, and remember, handsome is as handsome does, what?
Tyria cheered up, accepting the hare's compliments and putting up with their jokes. When the meal was finished, Captain Grandon gave the order for every beast to inspect arms.
Before you fall into march, look to those weapons. All lance and spear points to be correctly tipped. Pay special attention to your blades. Sharpen them blinking well. Bowstrings to be waxed and tested, you archers. Check your quivers. Sling beasts, I don't want to see any frayed slings or half-filled stone pouches. This beach is full of blooming good pebbles. Make bally sure your arms ain't going to let you down if push comes to shove, buckos. Then you can fall in, formed in three ranks. Major Frank and my good self will scout ahead. Sub-Major Crag, will you please take over?
He murmured in Tyria's ear.
You'd best march with the patrol, lady. We don't want to risk losing you just yet.